Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country and the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. America, let's take action to take care of our brave men and women who put their lives on the line to serve us locally, nationally, and around the world. It's time to tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave. We
are the USA. Happy New Year! Yay! Wow! Woo. Christmas is over with. Thank you! Thank you, thank you, thank you. In the air, everywhere, around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave. I'm Jim Blythe, your host, U.S. Navy veteran. Joining me, my partner in crime and or evil, the beautiful Miss Robin Valtudo. Good morning.
What was that last part? That doesn't go with the angel part, right?
Oh, okay.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year, everyone. We are so excited. This is our first show in 2019, and it is going to be a fabulous one.
I am so excited. We have a very, very special co-host, partner, strategic partner, Patrick Alcorn. Patrick, good morning, brother.
Good morning, and welcome to 2019. What a great year we're starting off with, right?
Yeah.
And you guys, we've got to do a quick shout out to our partner, Ron Abrams. He's kicking off 2019 on a fun way, traveling abroad. He's in Costa Rica, so he will be back with us next Saturday, but we hope that his travels are going great.
Awesome.
And to kick off, guys, we're going to recap a little bit towards the end of 2018. And all of us were at an incredible event that happens every year. It's the Armed Forces Bowl, sponsored by Lockheed Martin, which, for guys, they announced at their kickoff luncheon that they have signed on. I think it's for another 6 or 7 years that is going to be hosted here in the Metroplex. And I think for the past 8 years, one of the academies has been in this matchup. This was the third time Army, West Point Army, the Black Knights, were in it facing Houston. I know, right?
Duck!
And it was just a spectacular game, more of a blowout, actually, but it still was spectacular in the favor of Army. But before all of the game hoopla and patronage came to be, I had an opportunity, unique opportunity, to interview one-on-one head coach Jeff Monken in his fifth year at West Point. So, Phil, our wonderful producer, let's go to that interview. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave, West Point's head coach, Jeff Monken. Welcome, coach. Let's talk about what it means to be in your role of leadership at West Point and working with these young men and where you see them going once they graduate.
It's unique to coach at a service academy, and certainly at West Point. Each of our players will be commissioned as officers in the United States Army, and that's a tremendous sense of responsibility that each of us has there. The coach is there, teaches there, our TAC officers, our administrators, everybody. Our job is to develop leaders of character to serve our nation as second lieutenants and prepare them for a life of service in the Army if that's what they choose. So everything we do is with that in mind. But I think that football provides an environment for our players where they learn that winning matters and how to win, how to lead and inspire and motivate other people to fight through adversity, to develop mental toughness, all of the things that are going to matter for them as officers in the United States Army. And I enjoy that part of my job as much as I do any part of it. And we want to win football games. I think it's the things that we do to prepare these guys to win football games that go hand in hand with teaching them to lead and to win on the battlefield.
Talk about being able to be one of the teams represented in the Armed Forces Bowl this year and going against Houston, who for them, it's almost serendipitous that they were the team chosen to play against Army with everything that they went through this year during hurricane season and rebuilding.
I know that it's a big deal for everybody that plays in a bowl game to have that opportunity. It's a measure of success at our level. This is essentially a home game for Houston. They're 4 hours away. I know they're going to have a huge crowd. And for not only their team, but their fans, the families of their players and coaches that were affected, the members of the community that were affected, I'm sure that they feel a great sense of pride in representing that city, school, all those people that were affected in a bowl game that honors those that serve. And that's a source of pride for us as well, to be in a bowl game like this. This is the second year in a row for us to be in the Armed Forces Bowl, and I think it's very fitting to have a team full of guys that have made a pledge of commitment to serve their nation, to play in a bowl game that honors those that serve.
Coach, share a little bit about how you made your way to West Point.
So I was an assistant coach for Paul Johnson, who's the head coach at Georgia Tech, and has had a great career. He's retiring this year, but I was fortunate enough to work with Coach Johnson for several years. And one of those stops was at the United States Naval Academy. When Army was searching for a new head coach, they really, I think, were seeking someone who had ties to Paul Johnson. He did such an unbelievable job turning the program around there and developing a winning culture. They wanted to do the same thing, and so fortunately, I had an opportunity to talk to him, and I think it was a really good fit. My personality and my style of coaching for the United States Military Academy and what they were seeking in a head football coach. So 5 years ago, we were fortunate to go to West Point, and our players have just done a terrific job of turning the program around and building the winning culture there, and we're excited to be there and be a part of it.
As we close, what do you hope is the message these young men walk away from after their tenure with you at West Point?
I hope all of our guys learn to lead and lead as servants to those that are counting on them. And I talk about that a lot in our program. And I think servant-minded leadership is leadership. There's positive leadership. There's negative leadership. But when the people at the top are mindful about serving those that they're leading, the organization has a much better opportunity to succeed. And I think that those that follow those leaders are willing to give more and give their all. And hopefully our staff and myself have been good examples of that for these guys as they take their next step and go out into the Army to serve as second lieutenants and beyond.
Thank you so much for your time, Coach. What an incredible opportunity, guys. I wish that you were there for that moment. Such a sharp man, an incredible leader. And you can tell, even in the post-game interview time, his interaction with his players, that those young men have such respect for him, not just as their football coach, but as a true mentor of their life as they develop in their military career, with education first and service coming second. Patrick Alcorn, what a neat coincidence for today. You always kick off the first of the month with us, but you went to West Point. You played football at West Point.
Awesome, awesome. You know, Coach Monken has done an amazing, amazing job, and he's absolutely right in terms of the impact, and you're right as well in terms of the impact that the coaches and that entire system has, not only on the players who get to play there, but on their future as they go off into the military. I was fortunate. I came in up under Coach Ed Cavanaugh, where we had a 4-7 season. We were doing a pro set, which is an I back, a single back in the back at that time. It was a horrible season. But that following year, let me go back. That year we were 4-7 as our record under Ed Cavanaugh. But that following year, Coach Jim Young came in. And Coach Jim Young really was the beginning of the new system that Coach Monken is now operating under, which is that wishbone offense.
Well, I know even for Coach Monken, his first year, and I think he came from coaching for a college in Georgia somewhere before that, but he too also had a wonderful military career, as we heard. But I think his first season was 4-6, then 2-8, and then, you know, hitting that winning mark. And of course, this year, finishing the regular season
with 11 wins.
Yeah, 11 wins, 8 straight in a row.
Absolutely.
And I think the third, or I don't know, was it the first victory over Navy or the third straight victory.
Three straight victories over Navy
since 2001. Just incredible, incredible.
Patrick.
Again, what I was most impressed with was his focus on service above self.
Absolutely. So, and going back, so when Coach Young came in our second year, we had a record of 2-8. So just like Coach Munkin.
Rebuilding.
In fact, it was 2-9 that year. But we were just getting used to the wishbone offense that following year.
And wishbone, for those that don't know what that means.
That gives you the quarterback with three backs behind him. So it's in the shape of sort of a U. That's why they call it the wishbone. It's in the shape of a wishbone.
Well, and now you know why Army's on the front line. They've got those power backs.
Exactly.
Right?
They
are the true
backs.
Running game of college football.
Right. And so what's interesting is that following year, we had a record of 8-3-1. We beat both Air Force and Navy, so we got the Commanders in Chief trophy, and we had a chance to participate in and win two bowl games, the Cherry Bowl, and then we played in what's called the Mirage Bowl in Tokyo, Japan.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. And, you know, this year's team also won the Commander-in-Chief trophy as well. So just setting great records for West Point. Also for the Armed Forces Bowl, this was the highest scoring game by one singular team. It was held by Cal in the past at 55 points. West Point racked up 70 points to 14 against poor Houston.
What got me, well, I mean, that was one of the most fantastic football games I have ever been at. And how much, they threw the ball only, what, four times?
Four times. Yeah, it was amazing. Two touchdowns in the first quarter and four touchdowns in the second quarter, two more touchdowns, and then two more touchdowns, respectively, in the following quarter.
Did the punter even get off the bench? I don't think he did.
I think they punted one time the entire time. I have to go back. I was there, and I was so busy interacting with my classmates and enjoying everything else that was going on. We were just really excited, having already won the Commanders in Chief trophy, for having already beaten Navy. That's the real magic for us.
Well, I love that word magic, Patrick, because the game, this particular bowl game, which guys has earned the top three spot of favorite bowl games to be at and watch, which is amazing. When you consider how many bowl games are there?
Oh, wow.
Over 80, 100. I mean, there's a lot of bowl games going on. And over 400 million dollars going to all the respective teams, by the way. But it's the patronage of leading up to the game, pregame, halftime, all the different organizations that are recognized for their service to veterans, those individual current active duty service members also who are recognized, all four branches. And you know, the award-winning trophy of this bowl game, it is made up of medals from all four branches of, or all, yeah, all branches of the military.
Battlefield, by the way. It's black. And it's unbelievable. And when you see it, you go, wow, what is that? And then they say, hey, this is made from metal that came from battlefields.
Well, it truly looked like it belongs to the Black Knights because the color of it and everything. Yeah. It was pretty spectacular.
And Lockheed Martin's sponsorship of the Armed Forces Bowl is just an extension of who they are as a company. They do an amazing job hiring veterans. They do an amazing job doing contracting with veteran-owned businesses across the board, which is the capacity that I work in today at the VBOC, where we help veterans to get access to government contracts and working with prime contractors. So it's great that they're going to continue for the next 6 years as that corporate sponsor.
Yeah, what a great transition to our next segment, Patrick, and talking about what you're doing out there at UTA and helping veterans become entrepreneurs. But as we go to break, we want to congratulate Coach Jeff Munkin, his West Point Black Knights team, the first three-time champion of the Armed Forces Bowl. We'll be right back with more of Alliance for the Brave.
Thank you, Coach Munkin.
Go Army.
Beat Navy.
Sorry, Jim.
Thank you. If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
This is Jeff Munkin, head coach of the Army Football Black Knights. You're listening to Alliance for the Brave. I just want to say thank you to all those men and women that are serving all over the nation, all over the world, and have made a pledge of commitment to our nation. We appreciate you. We're proud to wear your uniform, wear your colors, and represent all of you as we take the field every Saturday. Go Army, beat Navy.
Listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. Patrick, I want you to talk about, I think, one of the most important business symposiums and entrepreneur expos I have ever been to. Robin and I got to go, and it was absolutely fantastic. Diane joined us. I learned so much. I met some really, really great people. Tell us about that, Patrick, because that was your deal. You put that together,
yeah,
brother.
And thank you for the opportunity to come and broadcast live from it. And our wonderful GM, John David Wells, was out there with us as too. We got to meet a lot of your entrepreneurs that are making pathways for veterans to go into franchises or building their own business in a different way.
No, Robin, and thank you and Jim both for partnering with us to broadcast that event. That's the Veterans Business Symposium and Resource Fair. It happens every year in November during National Veterans Small Business Week, which is the week just before Veterans Day, so whatever that full week is. The Veterans Business Outreach Center at the University of Texas can be located at www.uta.edu/VBOC. That's Victor, Bravo, Oscar, Charlie. But we host this event every year for the sole purpose of increasing awareness of all the entrepreneurial resources that are available for the military-connected community, as well as facilitating access to those resources. Because what we found is that when veterans have information about how to get their businesses up and running and they have access to those resources, veterans open, run, and start awesome businesses.
Well, whether you're a veteran or not a veteran, I think that's the toughest part is how do you get started? We all have these great ideas and we know how to you know, take an idea and turn it into something, but where do you get the funding for it? How do you actually operate a business so it's successful, it's sustainable? And that is what you guys provide. And we, during the break, we were talking about, you know, we take care of our bodies. And as we come into 2019, one of the biggest resolutions is, oh, I'm going to start working out more. Well, a lot of times people will have a workout partner, right, to keep you motivated. You do the same thing in business. You seek out great mentors to help you along the way. And that's what you guys are.
Patrick, one of the guys I met at the symposium was a consultant who's out of Houston, and I can't think of his name. I should have written it down.
Rich Ash, who's
yes.
the consultant
oh, yes.
for
impressive.
Franchise Advisors.
And so the thing that was so fascinating to talk to him about is he would sit down with a veteran and understand the veteran. He was a veteran himself, I believe.
Absolutely.
And he then matched veterans up with what he believed the franchises were that they would have the most passion about, the most opportunity for success. And he really made it clear for people. I was amazed that he had that lined up to help people.
Yeah, he's a coach. He is a business entrepreneur franchise coach.
Well, Rich with Veteran Franchise Advisors has been a great partner of ours. He helps and works with us in our Boots to Business program, which is a training, a two-day training that we do every month on 200 installations all across America. There are 23 of the Veterans Business Outreach Centers, just like mine, that cover all 200 of those installations. And literally, Rich has walked just like myself and the colleagues in my office. We've all worn the uniform. We all owned small businesses. So we're not just talking the talk, but we've actually walked the walk and we get to share those experiences.
So powerful.
That's the role of the U.S. Small Business Administration is to help companies get access to capital, get access to counseling and all the training, and get access to contracting, government contracting, because the U.S. federal government and all of its agencies is the largest purchaser of goods and services in the entire world. Just last year alone, spending more than $600 billion on products and services. You mentioned Rich, though, but because Rich has been both a business owner, a franchisee, and now works with franchises, he understands that. He understands the whole dynamic involved in that whole process of owning and starting a business.
Constant education, constant professional development for entrepreneurs. We got to do it if you're an attorney, if you're a doctor, you're a teacher. Every year you've got to attain certain continuing education. Why not do that with the right partners as an entrepreneur?
One of the things, too, about franchises that was pointed out to me, there is a business platform. There is an SOP that would enable a veteran to move comfortably into that business and have training, partners, and all that goes with it. All right, we're going to be right back after these words from our partners. This is Alliance for the Brave.
for USA Radio News. I'm Wendy King. As the partial government shutdown enters week three once again, the president met with congressional leaders and also again, no end to the stalemate.
We mentioned the price that we want, $5.6 billion, very strongly, because numbers are thrown around, 1.6, 2.1, 2.5. This is national security we're talking about. We're not talking about games. We're talking about national security.
Speaker of the House, Democrat Nancy Pelosi.
Services are being withheld from the American people. Paychecks are being withheld from people who serve the needs of the American people. And our border security will suffer if we do not resolve this issue.
There is an agreement with the Democratic leaders who have their staffs working through the weekend to figure out a way to end the standoff. You're listening to USA Radio News.
O'Reilly. When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, golfers. Pat Wheeler. Are you buying or selling real estate in today's market that is whiskey hot? Then call a pro, James Christie of Keller Williams. Just call him Realtor Jim. Realtor Jim will take care of business, your business. He's a tall Texan, polite and efficient as Jordan Spieth. Realtor Jim helped me find the condo in Dallas that I still love today 2 years later. Call Realtor Jim at 972-365-4401. Call Realtor Jim today and be happy you did. That's 972-367-4401.
In your car, take a look at those stickers on your windshield. You're probably due or overdue for an oil change, maybe a state inspection for your upcoming new registration. Now take a moment to go to freewaytireshop.com and print a coupon good for $10 off an oil change. You'll find other offers like a free brake check and super deals on name brand tires too. Freeway Tire at 3110 Stemmons sells tires and rims that fit your vehicle and your budget, including Goodyear, BF Goodrich, Michelin, and more. Freeway Tire has finance plans for major purchases or repairs too, so check it out today at freewaytireshop.com or call 214-267-2500 for an appointment. 214-267-2500. Don't waste time on I-35. Pull into Freeway Tire Shop at the Commonwealth exit. Save money and have your car serviced today. Freeway Tire Shop, 3110 Stemmons Freeway in Dallas.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Worried about your retirement?
A lot of people think of retirement and dealing with money kind of like math. It just blows their mind. Their retirement money is often the largest sum of money they'll ever have. There are no do-overs with their retirement. We need a good roadmap for their money to maybe last them 20, 30, 40 years in retirement. I'm Brad Weddle, the Texas Money Manager.
Contact Brad Weddle at 972-613-2525, the Texas Money Manager.
Ask the experts, weekends on 1160 AM KBDT.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
Welcome back. We have a special dream team, Robin and Jim, and our strategic partner, Patrick Alcorn, going to be talking about business beyond the battlefield. But before we do that, I want to say a special thank you and hi to our Facebook audience and those joining us around the world. Thank you for being a part and standing in the breach with us. Patrick, let's go back, though, in talking about I got distracted there, Robin.
No, that's okay. We were talking about the resources that are available through the Veterans Business Outreach Center. And Robin made a comment about a scenario that, Robin, you want to share that comment about the two veterans that are have a business and are trying to transition?
Yes. Basically, during the break, we have all this great conversation going on, and we were all talking about the benefits of aligning with UTA's VBOC, which is Veterans Business Outreach
Center. Absolutely.
For veteran, disabled veteran entrepreneurs. My father is one of them. He just sold his business. It's a medical equipment supplier to VA registered agencies, so to speak. And he just sold that to another veteran who they're now trying to transition through the VA office, the contracts and license to this other one, veteran, and having great difficulties. He's hired an outside firm to do it, spending a lot of money, which he didn't need to.
And it's interesting, Robin, because that's one of the typical scenarios that we run into. And that's why the VBOC and the SBA resources are so critically important, because we create that level of awareness so that the veteran business owners and the service disabled veteran business owners don't have to go through that. There's no reason for them to have to pay for a service to get that certification. There's no reason for that certification process to be bottlenecked. And the reason it's bottlenecked and the reason they're paying for it is because they're not aware of the resources and they haven't been connected to those resources.
Well, this veteran taking over ownership of my father's company is now in his third try of getting this transition done. So if the T's not crossed, the I's not dotted, the VA office will send the contracts right back to you.
Right. And actually in October 2018, November 1st, 2018, the SBA took over the certification process from all of the certification systems that are out there. So when you come through our office and the other SBA resources partners, like the Procurement Technical Assistance Center or the PTAC located at Cross Timbers on UTA, and my good friend Gregory James over there, we can help you make sure that your paperwork gets right the first time so that you're not having to do it over and over again and getting caught in the bottlenecks and getting it sent back for failing to cross T's and dot
I's. Well, and here's the tragedy of it. A setback, it could be 90 days.
Absolutely.
That means for 90 days, you are not doing business. And a second time, another 90 days, a third time, which is in the situation with my father and the new owner, three terms of 90 days, no business.
And in many cases, when you get bottlenecked and you find a solution to that bottleneck and you put it back in the system, it goes back to the beginning of the system.
Yes.
But when you work through our process and you get a bottleneck, when you repair that bottleneck, it goes back into the system where it fell out of the system. So it continues to move forward. But in more cases than none, it actually doesn't get a bottleneck because we can help you get it right the first time.
All right. Put the contact information out right now, because I know folks that are viewing us on Facebook Live, they're tuning in. They're like, okay, where do I go to get connected with your organization, Patrick?
Go to our website at www.utavboc.com. I'm sorry. Let's do that one more time. That's www.uta.edu/VBOC, Victor Bravo Oscar Charlie. If you come to our website, there's a red button on the website that says request free assistance for your business. Click on that red button. If we're not the center that can help you, that we will actually connect you to the center, one of the other 22 centers all across the nation that can help you get up and running.
Patrick, with the SBA taking over, what you said they are doing, don't you think that that's going to improve and streamline the process? That would be a big encourager if people have been frustrated in the past, but they come back to you guys and go, okay, we can fix this for you.
Absolutely, and that's the goal. The SBA, we understand the process. We understand government contracting. We understand what the government agencies need and want. We understand what it takes to certify you. My office in particular, as the Veterans Business Outreach Center, we are the SBA for veterans, so we understand specifically what documents validates you as a veteran-owned business. They've changed that process so you know when you're married and have a spouse, that no longer limits or minimizes the amount of ownership that you have in a business, which was part of the bottleneck before. If you had a spouse and you own 50%, the certification agency looked at it and said, well, you only own 25% and your spouse owns 25% if you were in a community property state. That rule doesn't exist anymore. So if you own 51%, you own 51% married or unmarried.
Wow, that's just so much information to try to stay on top of at the same time while you're trying to operate your business. It is so key and crucial to winning big, to being successful in business, to align yourself with the right strategic partners that can help guide you through those types of situations.
And when it comes to that, being successful and winning big, if you think about this, all of your big winners, whether they are professional athletes, we just talked about football teams, whether they're entertainers who make millions and millions of dollars, whether they're the CEOs in the C-level in major corporations across the nation, they all stay connected to personal development on a regular basis. They're constant readers. They're constantly going through workshops. They're constantly going through training. They have mentors, and they're constantly staying connected to other people. Why wouldn't you do that as a veteran-owned business? Why wouldn't you stay connected to resources? Why wouldn't you continue learning? And through our system, we give you access to those resources.
Basically, you're finding coaches for yourself to coach you along. We just talked about football, Coach Munkin's success. The team can't go out and win on their own. They've got to have coaches and leaders to help guide them.
Well, let me give you another example. Training, okay? If things go wrong, you're going to fall to the lowest level of your training.
Excellent.
But if you are constantly training, then you're going to have ability to solve problems. You're going to have relationships to solve problems. So that's part of what you're doing is providing that training. I'd like to compare it to, say, for instance, flight training, learning to fly a plane. If you don't keep training, then what's going to happen is at some point you may quit flying the plane. And if you quit flying the plane while it's in the air, that will have disastrous results.
And the training makes it automatic. And what's interesting is the U.S. Small Business Administration produces a resource guide, one at the national level. And then each of the district offices have a resource guide. These resource guides are available online. They're in electronic form, PDF that you can print out, or you can get one by attending any SBA event. Usually your SBA representative there has a U.S. Small Business Administration resource guide.
It looks like a magazine.
It does, and you can get it at sba.gov. That's sba.gov, and just go to local resources. Find the district office that's nearest you. In this case, it's the Dallas-Fort Worth district office, and click on the resource guide.
And on this year's Dallas edition for 2018-2019, it's filled with success stories from across the country, tips for finding government contracting opportunities, tips for finding funding to start your business. It is really very resourceful.
Patrick, one of the things I did is I started making connections with some of the SBA lenders.
Okay.
And I talked with the gentleman that was regional director for SBA. I talked with the guy who was the head of Wells Fargo.
Herb Austin.
Yeah, Herb.
And Lyft, head of Lyft.
So one of the things that I began to realize, they said, okay, When you get it right, when you do things right, when you get the help that you provide, then it makes it easier to go through the financing and funding process. If you don't get this right, then you're not going to get that right.
And that's amazing, Jim. And that's why coming through our resource partners is such a critical step for particularly for veterans who are starting business and their military spouses. What happens oftentimes is they come directly out of the military and they go straight to a lender and they get denied. That gets recorded as a failed small business. But if they come through the system helps them to put the business plan together, put the documentation together so that when they walk into the lender, first of all, they walk into the right lender because we know which lenders are lending to restaurants, which lenders are lending to salons, which lenders are lending to garages across the board, what paperwork those lenders need. We know all of that. My resource partners, SCORE provides all of the mentoring, the SBDCs, the Small Business Development Centers, they maintain all of those local relationships with all of the lenders. And the Veterans Business Outreach Centers, we understand and speak military language. So we can translate all of that for you so that you're more successful as you begin with. Every Thursday, the third Thursday of every month at the University of Texas at Arlington Veterans Business Outreach Center, we have what's called the Third Thursday Think Tank. And Thursday, January 17th, our topic is going to be finding and attracting investors. Again, another way to access capital.
Now, how can people connect? Where can they go? What is the times for that?
We talked during the break. We made it very easy. It's all up on our website, allianceforthebrave.com, allianceforthebrave.com. Patrick, talk about the time that it starts and what should they bring. Do you have to register to attend?
You do want to register, and it's important that when you register that you attend. Oftentimes, we get folks who register. They think they're going to attend, and then they don't show up. That puts a bottleneck in our system, and it uses up important resources, critical resources. So if you register, make sure you attend. We send you lots of reminders. We start at 6 p.m., and with my military mind, we finish at exactly 7:30. But we accomplish three things there. One is we cover the topic, in this case, finding and attracting investors. Secondly, we connect you to other veteran entrepreneurs who are interested in and focus on that same topic. So you can build your network of folks who are in the same space that you're in, asking the same questions, or folks who've been there and done that. And then thirdly, we connect you to the SBA resource partner whose expertise is in that area.
Right. So it's actually an incredible opportunity to help get you on the right path towards starting, building, and growing your viable business. It's held at the UTA, University of Texas at Arlington, the College of Business, room 609 or 610. There'll be a sign up there. And again, go to Alliance for the Brave. It's right there on our home page rotator. Click on it. It's the Thursday Think Tank.
All right, let me make a point. Because I managed retail shopping centers, I've managed a lot of companies and businesses over time. A terrible statistics for startup businesses, 90% of them fail. However, what you're doing is giving them an opportunity success. So instead of 90% failing, you probably got about a 98% success rate, don't
you? And here's the statistic that we're starting to track now. That failure is for all small businesses. We want to see what's the failure rate for small businesses that go out and get access to the information and get access to the resources versus those that just shoot from the hip and go out and do it based upon their own brain and knowledge.
Hey, guys, we've got so many folks tuning in. We're so excited about that. Pat Harrington is tuning in. He just sent us a message. His new company is veteran-owned. And Patrick, he says that he could definitely use the help and resources that you guys provide at UTA VBOC. Pat, we'll get you connected with Patrick Alcorn, definitely.
Without a doubt. So we're talking about how to be successful. We're going to wrap up in the last part of this program with some very important ideas, things, people to go see and talk to that are going to help you to be successful, not only in starting your own business, but being successful in that company you're in.
And great tips for success as you kick off 2019, guys.
All right, we'll be right back after these words from all of our partners. This is Jim and Robin and Patrick Alcorn, and you are part of our strategic partnership, Alliance for the Brave.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now. 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free. 888-998-7225. 888-998-7225. Or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Are you taking Viagra and tired of paying $50 per tablet? Marley Drug has generic Viagra for just $10 per tablet. $10 for generic Viagra is a savings of $40 per dose. Call now and get free shipping on 10 tablets or more of generic Viagra. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy licensed in all 50 states. For information, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 800-515-3062. That's 800-515-3062.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Thank you for joining us and being a part of Alliance for the Brave this morning. Miss Robin, you were pointing out the Veterans Business Outreach Center at UT Arlington. I think that's one of the best programs. Patrick, what are your final thoughts, buddy?
Don't go at it alone. Always get help. If you want to win big, like Army won big with the Commanders in Chief Trophy, 3 years in a row beating Woo-hoo! Navy, we just don't do that. To win big, get the proper coaching. Thank you, Coach Munkin, and thank you all for listening in and getting a coach through the Veterans Business Outreach Center.
And how about your personal tip for success in 2019?
You know, the best tip that I can give you is rely upon and look at as a military connected individual, whether you're a military spouse or whether you're a veteran, look at what you bring to the table and don't let anyone minimize that for you. You have done some amazing things through your military career and your military connection, and you are able to produce business beyond the battlefield.
Oh, I love that tagline, business beyond the battlefield, Patrick. Fantastic. Director of UTA Arlington's Veteran Business Outreach Center. Don't forget to get registered for Think Tank Thursday coming up January 17th, 6 to 7, 7:30 on the campus. Get all the details at our website, AllianceForTheBrave.com. Patrick, can veterans bring their spouses? Who can and who cannot attend?
Veterans can bring their spouses. They can bring their business partners who may or may not be veterans as well. And we actually open it up to anyone in the community as well.
All right. So Pat Harrington, our dear friend, who just wrote into us during the last segment, my friend, go to our website, get you and your new business owner who is a veteran registered for Think Tank Thursday.
What great ways to make connections. And the best connection is with the Master of Opportunity, Patrick Alcorn, for having put it all together.
Thank you, and welcome to 2019. We're looking forward to an exciting time. Don't forget our major event every November, Business Beyond the Battlefield Conference, this year at Texas Live in Arlington.
And Patrick, let's give some praise to your mentor at UTA.
Awesome. Dr. Edmund Prater, who's working alongside of me there, doing a great job with research. We're making sure that we collect the data and report that data on veteran-owned businesses.
He gave me a book that I have really, really enjoyed. I want to go a step further, though, and say this is important, what you do. And you're going to be back next February, the first Saturday in February. We're going to be focused on helping people succeed, helping people win at business, not just being an entrepreneur with your own business, but how do you lead within the business you're in? What if you're with a major company? How do you step out of the mold? How do you become the guy that everybody talks about as the one who is a great leader? And those qualities are qualities you learned in the academy, you learned on the football field, I learned in the Navy, and Robin, you learned as you led cheerleaders with the NFL.
Well, just in my everyday career for the past 25 years, and you'll find that the strategic tips and education that you gain in business also rolls over into your personal life, and everything, before you know it, everything is on the right path.
You bet. I listen to my wife all the time. She is the leader.
Yes, we are so blessed to have Diane as another one of our partners of Alliance for the Brave, because we want to encourage everyone that's viewing in Facebook Live, listening to us on the dial on KBDT 1160 AM, your news talk and sports station. Please continue to tune in, join in, and get plugged in with us every week via our website and Facebook, Alliance for the Brave. We also encourage you to know our partners and service organizations who support our veterans and first responders and their families. Visit them at Alliance for the Brave.
I'd like to do a special shout out also to Cedar Crest Golf Course guys with the Vietnam Veterans of America Post 137. They are very active at the Veterans Resource Center down on Lancaster near the hospital. They're out there playing golf today, raising money. Pat Wheeler was so kind to invite me to be involved this morning. I got to tell you, getting together, the camaraderie, whether it's playing golf, going to a special meeting to learn, being involved and being plugged in keeps you going. As I say, whatever you do, keep going. Never quit flying the plane. Never quit living life. Never give up, and always move ahead.
Awesome.
I love that. I definitely love that. And remember, as we reflect back on our conversation for this first hour of Alliance for the Brave today, you can't run before you crawl and walk, and that applies in business as you're starting your business or growing in your specialization in your career. Right, Patrick?
Absolutely. Start from the beginning, get assistance from the right resources, and make sure you're aware of everything that's out there and available for you. Awesome. You serve this nation proudly wearing the uniform or staying connected to those who've worn the uniform. You've earned it.
All right. Please stay tuned for our second hour of Alliance for the Brave. Coming up, very great friend of ours, strategic partner Lynn Toomer of the VFW of Texas, and Jip Mickler of the Veterans Land Board. We're going to be talking about how to get loans for veterans that are special deals, and we're going to be talking about the VFW, what it can do for our patriots and our veterans.
And just how it's transforming constantly.
A special prayer. God, thank you for all the men and women who are serving and protecting this country. This is Alliance of the Brave.
News, talk, weather, sports. This is 1160 AM KBDT, Highland Park, Dallas-Fort Worth. Big D Talk. The news starts now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It's a new angle on the government shutdown and a way to get the border wall built. The president tells reporters he has considered declaring a national emergency and follow through with his idea of having the military build the border wall.
We can call a national emergency and build it very quickly.
A federal law does give the president the limited power to use unobligated military construction funds during a national emergency. George W. Bush invoked that power after 9/11. But the president says he'll continue trying to convince congressional Democrats first.
If we can do it through a negotiated process, we're giving that a shot.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
The impression you get from the president that he would like to not only close government, build a wall, but also abolish Congress. So the only voice that mattered was his own.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to Medishare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. Medishare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
Medishare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without Medishare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The December jobs report went way beyond expectations. John Clemens reports.
312,000 new jobs were created last month as the economy had a strong finish for the year. Eleni Karageorge is with the Department of Labor.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 312,000 in December, and the unemployment rate rose to 3.9%. Job gains occurred in healthcare, food services and drinking places, construction, manufacturing, and retail trade.
I'm John Clemens.
In Torrance, California, deadly violence at a bowling alley. KNX News anchor Mark Austin Thomas.
The Torrance Police Department says three people have been shot and killed at a bowling alley. It's called Gable House Bowl on Hawthorne Boulevard. Four additional people are injured. Its website describes the facility as a gaming venue with bowling, a full arcade, and laser tag. Torrance Police want people to stay away from that area while they investigate.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
USA's Chris Barnes has the chilling details of a new study on ice cubes.
Would you like that on the rocks? Because researchers say you may want to hold off on that. A food safety specialist at North Carolina State University says bacteria and viruses from E. coli to Salmonella can live in freezing temperatures, meaning they could be alive and living in your ice cubes. Experts say people can avoid contaminated ice and prevent the bacteria from spreading by using purified water, also by washing your hands, using ice scoops when serving the ice, and regularly cleaning your freezer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Republican senator that's known for his bipartisanship is planning to retire. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Republican Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas says he will not run for re-election in 2020 and instead will retire after this term. The 82-year-old Roberts said he's proud of how he handled his many chairmanships during his tenure.
I have held six gavels in the Congress.
for the people of Kansas and our nation, and that in of itself might be a record. But it's what happened during my tenures as chairman that I believe will have lasting impacts. It's not just having the gavel, it's what you do with the gavel.
Roberts began his Capitol Hill career as an aide back in 1967.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. America, let's take action to take care of our brave men and women who put their lives on the line to serve us locally, nationally, and around the world. It's time to tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave. We are the USA.
Happy New Year from Alliance for the Brave. We are with you around the world on Armed Forces Radio Network and the USA Radio Network. I'm Jim Blythe, U.S. Navy veteran and your host. Joining me, Miss Robin Valtudo, the sports princess. Or is it sports angel? Or is it just sports queen?
Just sports anything. Sports, I'm your girl.
Okay.
But Happy New Year, everyone, as we head into hour two of Alliance for the Brave today, our first show in 2019. We're so grateful to Patrick Alcorn, the director of UTA's VBOC, helping business entrepreneurs grow who are veterans. Thank you for everyone chiming in via Facebook and the dialed as well, that you really liked the information that was being provided. And we've got an incredible dear friend and guest, Jim, to kick off our second hour.
Yeah, I got to tell you, this guy is making a great change in something that I really believe in, VFW. Welcome, Lynn Toomer, my good buddy. How are you doing?
I am doing outstanding, and Happy New Year, guys.
And Lynn,
a great 2019.
And Lynn, for those that are hearing you for the first time, I would just want to share your background. VFW candidate, Texas State Junior Vice Commander right now. You're the past commander of District 21. You served in the United States Marine Corps, and you yourself are a veteran-owned business. So tell them what your business is.
EGA Construction. For those of you that can't figure that out, it's Eagle, Globe, and Anchor, United States Marine Corps symbol.
I love it.
We do a commercial ground up and tenant finish outs is what we specialize in.
And you took me on one of your projects that you're doing over in Fort Worth, and it was absolutely fantastic. Lynn, you were also a proud recipient of a Bronze Star in Southeast Asia. So you are a combat veteran. You are also a business combat veteran in the construction business, which is really great. But the conversation that I want to focus on the most is what you're doing with VFW and making that, which is the largest organization in the United States and around the world for veterans, a voice of veterans. You're bringing some great changes there.
In fact, you guys, there's 2.4 million members of the VFW and its auxiliaries located in 8,500 VFW posts around the world. Just to paint that picture for our listeners and viewers, Lynn.
We have VFW posts in every state, every country. You name it, we got a VFW post in it. Anywhere a veteran has served, there is a VFW post.
And one of the big things,
the best programs you can get involved in.
Yeah, one of the big things that you guys are heavily involved in, as a matter of fact, you've got coming up down in Austin in a few weeks, is your scholarship program and your awards program for kids. Lynn, tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's our VFW Youth Scholarship Programs. They work for $3.4 million worth of scholarships every year. You've got the Voice of Democracy program for the 9th through 12th graders and the Patriot Pen program for the 6th through 8th graders. And their themes for the year are, for the Voice of Democracy, you're looking at Why My Vote Matters. And for our Patriot Pen program, it's Why I Honor the American Flag. And as you can tell, these are patriotic themes, and that's what we try and instill in our kids. That's what we want them to bring forward. And you should hear some of the scholarship winners when they read their programs at our midwinter convention. That's where they get their awards at. When they read what they wrote, it is just incredible, and it brings the crowd to total silence, listening to every word these high school and middle school kids came out with. It's just an awesome program, and I mean, you just can't be more prouder of that program for the veterans of foreign wars.
I can imagine. Lynn, you mentioned the VFW Texas Midwinter Convention, which is coming up in Austin, January 23rd to the 27th. Talk about the importance of this convention and just in late years, the latest years, the transition of VFW Veterans of Foreign Wars and the mission, the purpose, and the things that you're accomplishing.
The whole purpose of the Veterans of Foreign Wars is to make sure all our veterans that have served, not just combat veterans, all of our veterans that have served, get the attention and the services that they need, whether it's medical, mental, fundraising, whatever they need. That's what the VFW does. And we've been doing it for over 100 years now. And it just doesn't get any better. It's the best and the largest combat organization in the country, and we have an office on Capitol Hill. So we have a lot of reach to get a hold and touch people.
Jim, we're based here in Texas, and so we focus a lot on our veterans in Texas, but do you guys know nationwide how many veterans the United States services?
Off the top of my head, I don't know. It's in the millions, but one of the things that I do know is we as veterans represent only about 1% of the American population. So programs like what Lynn is talking about that get kids involved, give them exposure, give them a chance for mentoring and meeting veterans. Isn't that correct, Lynn?
Absolutely. You can't get any more closer to them than this. We are right in the middle of them, and we promote them. I mean, we've got Boy Scout programs, youth in our community programs, Americanism programs, you name it, the VFW is involved in it.
Lynn, what would you say is probably the most struggling part of a veteran making that choice to join, whether it's the VFW or AUSA or a lot of these other very viable, credible, vetted VSOs, veteran service organizations?
The biggest thing is the transition and them getting into it, because most of your veterans that are coming out of the service, they're younger comrades. They come out of the service, they're starting a family, so the time is an issue to them, and that is truly not the case. The VSOs out there, join your local VSO, join your local VFW. You can be as involved or as uninvolved as you want to, and these are family-oriented organizations. Most of them are going non-smoking now, so we're seeing a lot more kids coming into the post. I mean, it's just the transition from 20 years ago to now is just incredible.
It really is, Lynn, and I'm a member of VFW at large. I think it's very, very important, though, for us as veterans to stay communicating, stay plugged in, because there's always a brother or a sister that might get left behind. And we want to be able to stand in the breach for them, help them, and be able to guide them. And if you don't tune in, plug in, and join in, if you're not showing up, then you're isolating, you're losing out. So I think VFW is probably one of the best and most important places to be able to plug in and be able to share with your brothers and sisters.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think any of us like to say or admit we feel alone, but one way to ensure that you're not alone is to get connected. Just take that first step. Lynn, I've heard your story before, but I'd love for you to share it quickly for our new listeners and followers. How did you find your way to the VFW?
I came into the VFW. The original owner of my company was a World War II vet, and he came in and talked to me one day and he said, Lynn, you're a vet, right? Absolutely. And he says, how do I get help with my prescription? He wasn't asking for anything crazy. He just needed help with his prescription because they were so expensive. So I made a couple of phone calls and they sent me to my local VFW post where I met my local VFW service officer who ended up being married to my aunt. So that was quite interesting.
That was helpful, and, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. But he got us plugged in to the VA and got this comrade taken care of with all of his expenses that he needed help taking care of for his medical care.
I had an experience, Lynn, from a friend of Diane and I is calling us from Roanoke, Virginia. And her stepfather was a World War II veteran and really needed help and care very badly. And we were able to plug them in through a VFW up in Virginia that helped them navigate through all of the VA paperwork. And within, I think, less than a month, they started getting checks. They got some back money. And it made a huge difference in that elder care situation where they got the aid and attendance. A lot of people don't know about the various and sundry benefits. And that's one of the things you guys do is you teach that. You have access to that. You can help people.
Absolutely. That's what we do every day. That's our purpose in life.
Well, we do want to share with all of our followers to go and check out TexasVFW.org, TexasVFW.org. And if you are a veteran, a spouse out there, and you want to attend the Midwinter Conference in Austin coming up January 23rd to the 27th, just add /2019 to get all the details. So again, that's TexasVFW.org/2019. Now, Lynn, you are out there, and this is a big year for you within VFW for Texas. Talk about the new leadership position that you are campaigning to take over.
Well, I am running for the Department of Texas State Junior Vice Commander 2019-2020. It's a one-year running process, so thousands of miles. We've got over 312 VFW posts in Texas alone, and I have to hit all of the posts that I can hit, all the districts I can hit, asking for their support. And it is one heck of a year. I'll be doing approximately, I've already done 25,000 miles, and I'll put another 20 to 25,000 on before I finish out the year.
Well, just know that our entire team here at Alliance for the Brave and KBDT, as well as Rotary, you and I are Rotary Club members together. We are behind you, sir. You and your beautiful bride, Karen, you are a couple that is definitely service above self in all that you do. We do want to do a quick shout out. You are a Gold Legacy Life member of Benbrook Memorial Post. 10-4-29, and you put on a lot of events every year, raising money, helping hundreds of veterans every single year.
Well, let me tell you, though, you know what the most important thing this guy does? He is one heck of a barbecue master.
Yeah.
I've got to tell you, we had so much fun going to the chili and barbecue cook-off that you guys hosted. That was tremendous. You talk about fun and camaraderie. That was a ball. You had all kinds of great things going on. People need to know about VFW to plug into many of the social events.
Absolutely. And Lynn, not only do you and so many others that have come into VFW in the last many years bring a great leadership, but you come with background of of knowing how to connect people, and it's through events and doing service together. So praise to you, my friend, and we wish you all the best, and we'll see you in Austin. Thanks to you and your company, EGA Construction Services, sponsoring Alliance for the Brave, broadcasting live down there on January 26th.
All right, brother, have a great day. Thank you for being with us this morning. And tell everybody I said hi, and hoorah!
All right, guys.
That was Lynn Toomer, and BFW does so much for everybody. We want to encourage people to be involved. So this is Jim Blythe and Robin Valtudo, my beautiful wife Diane. She's running the Facebook. We'll be right back after these words from all of our partners.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Mommy, Jimmy flushed his car down the toilet, and now it's running over.
Call Cody and Sons Plumbing for life's unforeseen events. For 50 years, Cody has met the plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs of businesses and homeowners across the Metroplex. Did you just turn on your furnace, and did it go... Call Cody at 972-870-9444. Better yet, call them today for a pre-season checkup and cleaning to prevent those problems. Want to save money with a tankless water heater? Call Cody at 972-870-9444. From garbage disposal installation to full bath remodels, the experienced folks at Cody & Sons are your plumbing, heating, and air problem solvers. Ask the experts about their MVP programs and easy financing, too. Call Cody at 972-870-9444. Go online to CodyAndSons.com. That's CodyAndSons.com. Or call today at 972-870-9444. Keep this number for gas leaks and other emergencies. 972-870-9444. Cody and Sons Plumbing.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature, and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
You deserve better than good, better than great. You deserve perfect. You deserve distinctive concrete concepts. Perfect USA-made industrial quality floors and coatings for your garage, shop, man cave, fire station, airplane hangar, even your forklift cubby. This is brand new technology, completely customizable, endless color and design possibilities, totally chemically resistant to all aeromotive and automotive fluids, even the ones that go through big box store imitation floors like a plasma cutter through a red velvet cake ball. These exclusive floor coatings are three times harder than your concrete. Extremely durable, 9,100 PSI. Do you know what that means? It means you have to pass by the big box pretenders and get your perfect lifetime quality floor coatings for less money.
Hi, I'm Ashley McGill. I own the place. Call me, 972-569-7237. And girlfriends, this is perfect for your she shed. Ask us about adding glitter.
Call Distinctive Concrete Concepts at 972-569-7237. Go to their Facebook page. Ratings, reviews, videos, before and after looks. Distinctive Concrete Concepts.
This is Jeff Munkin, head coach of the Army Football Black Knights. You're listening to Alliance for the Brave. I just want to say thank you to all those men and women that are serving all over the nation, all over the world, and have made a pledge of commitment to our nation. We appreciate you. We're proud to wear your uniform, wear your colors, and represent all of you as we take the field every Saturday. Go Army, beat Navy.
Listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. What a wonderful, wonderful day and a happy new year. Miss Robin, what are some of your thoughts? And I know we got some information from the Stephen Cohen Military Foundation about tips for success for 2019. What are your personal thoughts about what you're going to do for success this year? Because you're doing some really exciting things.
Well, you know, one is to let go of any fear of moving forward on my own personal pathways, right? In my career and in business, and even the direction that we're taking Alliance for the Brave in. We've been so blessed and so fortunate for the last 4 years. Do you realize we're celebrating 4 years together this January, from when we launched Alliance for the Brave on 1160. We've got great ideas, and we really want to grow based off of the strategic partnerships, alliances that we've built over the 4 years, working with incredibly vetted and successful veteran service organizations and groups like Texas Veterans Commission, our partner Ron Abrams, who's in Costa Rica right now. You know, one of our main goals is focusing on helping through veterans through the transition of active duty service to civilian life. And so it's time for us to really take that leap of faith in ourselves as we encourage others to do, so that we can be even more vigilant in our mission. So that's one of my New Year's resolutions, is to let go of any fear for us, Jim, and really have complete faith in our abilities to continue doing great work.
You know, it's really interesting that you say that, because I do a lot of counseling for seniors and for veterans as a certified senior advisor. I had a gentleman sitting in my office who is 76 years old and had retired from a business. And he was sitting down with me talking about how he just really had cash flow problems and how could we solve this and this, that, and whatever. And I was looking at his budget and complimenting on the fact that he was really working hard on money management. But I said, "You got a basic problem." And he goes, "What's that?" And I said, "You're not passionate about what you're doing because you're not doing anything." And he said, "You're right. I played golf for about 2 weeks and I've just been sitting at home." I said, "What are you really passionate about?" He said, "Sales. I was a sales and marketing manager for company after company, and this is what I really enjoyed doing." And I said, "You're really passionate about that." And he goes, "Yeah." I said, "Why don't you get involved in teaching that, mentoring that?
Great
Why don't
idea.
You get involved as a consultant and maybe even write some things to help people, because that's your passion." My passion is helping people like him to find his passion. I know your passion is about communication and helping people. We've basically had 4 years of really building and helping people with our mutual passion of taking care of veterans.
Well, and now, you know, as we also have welcomed on Colonel John Antall of the United States Army as an advisor member of our team, you know, he's out and he teaches people how to become better leaders. And so I encourage you in this new year to go to our website, AllianceForTheBrave.com, click on Colonel Antall, learn about becoming a stronger leadership for yourself within your own life. And when he was on the show with us at the end of the year, one of the things that he was talking about is, what is your purpose? So in one of your resolutions this year, I encourage you to think about is redefine, or even just initially define, what is your purpose moving forward? And then simply make a list of what you do not want in this new year. Declutter your mind so that you can be successful.
Hey, that's a way to go. All right, tell you what, we're going to take this break for partners and come back with Jim Bob Mickler of the Texas Veterans Land Board. Now, I got to tell you, get excited. They're going to talk to you about how to buy a home, how to buy a land, how to do home improvements. This is important, because what is your biggest asset? Your home.
Yes.
What's your biggest expense? Your home. Where do we go from here if you're a Texan? To the Veterans Land Board. We'll be right back with Jim Mickler after these words from all of our partners.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It's a new angle on the government shutdown and a way to get the border wall built. The president tells reporters he has considered declaring a national emergency and follow through with his idea of having the military build the border wall.
We can call a national emergency and build it very quickly.
A federal law does give the president the limited power to use unobligated military construction funds during a national emergency. George W. Bush invoked that power after 9/11. But the president says he'll continue trying to convince congressional Democrats first.
If we can do it through a negotiated process, we're giving that a shot.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
The impression you get from the president that he would like to not only close government, build a wall, but also abolish Congress. So the only voice that mattered was his own.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact Superstart battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Zinger and Delano Attorneys, Houston. Attention, have you been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma? Did you spend your life working hard in a shipyard or in the railroad industry? Were you a pipe fitter in the oil or gas industry? Maybe you worked in construction or are a proud Navy veteran. If you worked in any of these industries, there's a likelihood you worked with and around toxic levels of asbestos. If you've been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma and were exposed to asbestos, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call 800. 814-5199. Our attorneys have been fighting for over 20 years to make sure that mesothelioma and lung cancer victims get the compensation they're entitled to. Our guarantee to you is that we only get paid if you get paid. So if you've been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma and were exposed to asbestos, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call now, 800-814-5199. That's 800-814-5199.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you,
We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Troubled with taxes? Meet Randy Martin.
If you have problems with the IRS, I can help you. It doesn't matter what the issue is. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be afraid. Imagine what it would be like to hear a commercial about taxes and not get butterflies in your stomach. I'm Randy Martin, CPA. I work for IRSProv.com.
Call Randall Martin at 833-IRS-PROV and be sure to join us for Take Control of Your Taxes this weekend.
Make your life better one weekend at a time. Ask the experts only on 1160 AM KBDT.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
Robin, we've got a very, very special guest that's called in from Austin, Texas, Jim Bob Mickler with the Veterans Land Board. I just want to say thank you because you guys are doing so much for veterans to help them have home ownership, home improvements, land. Jim Bob, welcome aboard.
Good to be here this morning.
Jim, so glad to have you, and praise out to Monica for getting us coordinated with you so quickly after the Armed Forces Bowl. It's great to see you guys and a big locomotive vehicle you had out there at the Veterans Village.
Yeah, that thing, it's very obvious.
That's what you want, right? You want to be obvious.
That's right.
Well, for those that are tuning in who don't know much about Veterans Land Board, the VLB, share what your purpose is.
Since 1946, we've had the opportunity to provide veterans with an opportunity to buy a piece of land here in the state of Texas, or buy a home or build a home on that piece of land that they bought, or do home improvement on a home that they are already paying on or have already finished paying on. And then we also provide long-term nursing care. We've built our ninth nursing home now in Houston. And then also we've got four veteran cemeteries that we take care of here in the state of Texas. We do all of this without even taking any taxpayer money. It's just Texas veterans helping Texas veterans.
What a wonderful thing. Jim Bob, you've got an event coming up here that I really want to get the word out about and focus on and help you get people there. Tell us about it, please.
The at the Fort Worth outpatient, VA outpatient clinic, we will be having what we call a Veterans Benefits Fair. And we will have members from the, of course, the Veterans Land Board. We'll have members from the Veterans Administration and also members from the Texas Veterans Commission and a few other nonprofits that join with us up here. What we'll do is a one-stop shop. You can go in that day, and we want to accomplish three things that happen during that day. Number one, we want you to find out what you qualify for. You know, a lot of veterans have no idea, especially in Texas, because we have so many special programs. Second thing is we want to find out how to apply for that benefit that you qualify for, whether it be paperwork or what documentation is located or how to get to it online, those kinds of things. And last but not least, meet the local people that are going to help you with this application process, because that is where it boils down to. Every veteran is like a thumbprint there, so everyone has a different situation, and you need to meet the people who help you triage that situation and figure out how you fit in this program.
The people I've met from Veterans Land Board, they are brothers and sisters. They are veterans. They know how to help people. And again, let me tell you know, Jim, you and I talked about this. I am a mortgage lender, but I've been in real estate literally all my life. And nothing to me is more important than home ownership. I think that's why America was started. People came from Europe because they couldn't own homes in Europe. I think it's important that the state of Texas and the Veterans Land Board has such an emphasis. We have a really good friend, Johnny Yellick, who got a home. A disabled veteran got a home, and he told me the VLB gave him a phenomenal loan so that he could have this adaptive home.
And let me tell you, it is a stunning home. I think sometimes we have a misperception of when we're needing such assistance that we're not getting the quality that we also desire, and that's not the case, right, Jim?
That is correct. You know, and the veterans, they come in all different stages of where they're, whether it's their first home or their fifth home. We try to make sure that they can, they understand what they can afford and then be realistic about what they're going after. And then we offer, like I said, a phenomenal rate. Right now, our rate as of this week is at 4.23. That's correct. But if a veteran has a 30% or greater disability rating, we can give them that same loan at 3.73. That's on a 30-year home-market business, zero-down VA loan.
You know, Jim, a lot of people don't, I mean, they're listening to those rates and they don't really don't understand. Your conventional mortgage rate right now is considerably higher than that. So this is a very, very good deal. Again, how can, I know I go to the VLB website. I believe my company, Homebridge, is also capable and we are approved to do VLB loans. We do a great deal of work with veterans. So you need to send people to what is the site? The TexasVeterans.com?
That is correct. You can go to TexasVeterans.com. And you'll find five buttons. One talks about loans and land sales and veterans' homes, veterans' cemeteries, and a general button. But it will be very, very self-explanatory. Or pick up the phone. You know, we have what we call a call center. It's not one of these where you sit on hold or you talk to a computer. You talk to live people, 7:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday.
That might be too old school, Jim.
No, I think that's pretty.
I love it.
That's pretty wonderful.
And the phone number is 1-800-252-VETS. 1-800-252-VETS. That's 8387. Jim, I must say that your whole group over there is also quite savvy with social media. You guys are on Facebook at TXVLB, facebook.com/TXVLB. TXVLB, Twitter, you're on Instagram, you're on YouTube, the Texas Veterans blog. I mean, you guys cover the gamut. If anyone really wants help or needs assistance in any way, you guys are out there for them to find it.
Let me mention something else because, I'm a mortgage lender. I understand this business. In many cases, buying rural property, buying rural land is a very difficult proposition to go through with most of your banks. Correct, Jim?
That is correct because it's different because it's not a mortgage type situation, and the land, thank goodness, the land in the state of Texas continues to go up and up and up. I mean, this is just something that's phenomenal. It's a great investment, but you need to find people that understand the land program, and that's what our people do 24/7 that you deal with. Now you call and get your land loan going, you're going to have the same processor, junior processor, all the way through. So you don't ever call back and try to, you know, search for somebody to talk to. We know who you've talked to, and we will put you back in touch with them, and we'll get everything done. And get out there and appraise it, make sure you're getting a good deal, and get you the best possible situation for your carrying forward, because that land is very, very important here, especially to a Texan, you know. Land.
Without a doubt. And it gives you such pride in ownership because I know how important it is. Diane and I, we own our own home.
In a foundation, it gives you a foundation for who you are and for your family, Jim. And I want to circle back for veterans, military members, and their families. The Veterans Land Board is hosting Texas Veterans Benefit Fair in Fort Worth, January 12th. That's coming up right around the corner, guys. This is a free come-and-go benefits fair for Texas veterans. The time frame is going to be 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Fort Worth VA Outpatient Clinic. The fair targeting all areas veterans, again, you know, military members, active duty, and their families, is one of several that you hold throughout the state, and this is the first one kicking off in 2019.
And again,
that is correct.
Yeah, Jim, you made a point that it's really, really important to find out what you qualify for. Here's one of the other things, too, because I've been in the business for so many years. sometimes people, A, they're afraid to go find out because they think, well, maybe I've had bad credit. For a disabled veteran, you may have all kinds of medical charge-offs and problems like that. Let me tell you, they take a different look at that. There are ways to work with seasoned professionals like you're going to find at the VLB to help you solve the problems to be able to get into real estate, land, and home ownership. That's huge.
That is. And we're in the business of saying, yes, we're just going to have to figure out a way to make it happen.
Oh, I like that.
We're not in the business of saying no. You know, we work for a great guy, George P. Bush. He does a good job of letting us do what we need to do to take care of veterans. You know, he's a veteran himself. You know, he was during this last conflict. He served as a naval intelligence officer in Afghanistan, so he understands. He's in the Navy as well as, you know, his grandfather, 41, and his uncle, 43. You know, they did, but he followed the family line there, and he did a great job, so he understands what we're talking about.
Well, for those of you that are just tuning in and wondering who are we talking to, we're visiting with Jim Bob Mickler from the Texas Veterans Land Board. Jim, share your background as well.
Well, I'm a West Texas boy, grew up and went to A&M. So, because my dad was a Marine, so I looked at the Marine program. The Marines were really nice and helped me go to school at A&M. There were three of us there at the time, so it was welcome benefit. I went off and became a Marine ground officer. Loved every minute of it. So the 4 years that my wife got to stay in Hawaii and I got to go aboard ship and travel around the world and find new and interesting places to be. But then I came home and taught school. And I really loved that part of it. But all the time I was teaching, I was helping, you know, recruit for the different services. There were different kids that needed different things. And then here, when I got to Austin, I started finding those kids were coming out of the service and they weren't getting everything that they needed. So I needed to find a place where I could connect and still talk to these young men and women that I helped get into the service and try to make sure they got everything they had coming to them on this veteran side. And that's where the Veterans Land Board stepped forward, offered me the opportunity, and for the last nearly 13 years now, it's been my pleasure to take care of veterans every day. You know, you just get up excited about going to find someone you can help out today because you were in their shoes back in 1981. So, and I want to make sure that they got what they need.
I was in those shoes in 1970, 71.
Well, I tell you, Jim, we follow your sentiment and we enjoy being in those shoes right now as far as being in a position where we've been welcomed into the veteran space and helping veterans and their families every single day. There is a truly no greater joy than that. Jim, the Veterans Land Board also is a very big supporter of a very unique program, Voices for Veterans. Would you like to share any thoughts on that?
Yes, that's been a special program for us for a long time. To tell us new story, not the X's and O's and battles, things like that. But what was going on during the time that you were in the service? I really fell in love with it when I had an opportunity to interview my lifetime doctor. He'd been the doctor there in Haskell, Texas, Joe Thigpen. I knew he was a Navy pilot. I knew he took pictures and flew in and out of Guam. But, you know, Dr. Joe shared with me during the interview that he had taken that last flight, flew over certain areas of Japan, and developed the pictures, handed them off to the bombardiers, and then was told, get on the boat, you know, you need to go back to San Francisco, this is about to wind up. He had no idea that his pictures would be used for the final bombing run.
Oh, wow.
He had never told his parents, he never told his family about that part. So I had the opportunity to take that, and Dr. Joe Thigpen is actually Ricky Perry's father-in-law. So I've known him and Rick and Nita forever. And just being able to find that out, that is the importance of this program. Is they usually tell Monica or whoever we have interviewing a lot more than they ever tell the family. And I wish they'd have been around when my dad was in the service because I'd like to have known what he went through.
And it's an incredible legacy gift to their family members.
Diane and I sat down with my dad, who's 98. Now, he was a young seaman, a radioman aboard the battleship Idaho, and he got the message about Pearl Harbor being attacked at about the time that battle was over in Pearl Harbor. It's important. We recorded that on Alliance for the Brave. And you know what I did? Exactly what you're talking about, Jim Bob. I sat my dad down and said, Dad, we're going to start going through and have you tell the stories of what it was like in the Navy back during World War II and what you did in training pilots for blind landing, and then what my grandfather did, who commanded ships and was in, he was at the Battle of the Coral Sea, he was in Iwo Jima. These are important stories that we're losing. And so this Voices program, Robin, you and I were involved in that a couple of years ago.
Yeah, so, Jim Bob, actually, it was through the VLB that, Jim, you were one of the interviewers, and I got to be a part of the production team during one of the air shows just a couple of years ago. So thank you for that opportunity.
Well, Jim Bob, if you'd stick around for a minute, we're going to go to a break to hear from our partners. I want to again make the point about the VLB and this upcoming event. So if you'd please stick around for a few minutes. This is Jim Blythe and Robin Valtudo, the sports angel princess queen, the boss, our executive director. And we're going to be right back after these words from our partners. We're standing in the breach for you, and you're listening to Alliance for the Brave around the world.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-574-3549. That's 800-574-3549. Again, 800-574-3549.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Antell, U.S. Army retired.
Confidence is a force multiplier. Leaders must generate confidence. Confidence is contagious. If you have confidence, you can make your team confident. But if you don't have confidence, if you lack confidence, they'll be hesitant. What kind of team do you want? As a leader, you want a confident team that can move forward. If you say what you mean and do what you say, and you have confidence in what you're doing, you can lead a team effectively. I'm Colonel John Antell, American-Leadership.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Homebridge Financial Services, Gear Services Web Design, and Steve Sewell, Farmers Insurance of Texas. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation. We're wrapping up the show with Jim Bob Mickler from the Texas Veterans Land Board. Jim Bob, let's go ahead and plug the free event coming up on January 12th here in Fort Worth.
Absolutely. We have a Veterans Benefits Fair. It's going to be located at the Fort Worth VA Outpatient Clinic. That's at the intersection of I-35 West and I-20. So if you get off on I-20 or coming off of 35, either way, you're going to find out just east of I-35, you got the VA clinic there. It's going to run from 10 o'clock until 1 o'clock. But, you know, we'll have 9:30, we'll have the tire kickers in there, and then we'll have the most of the people between about 10:30 and 11:30, 12:30, and then all of a sudden you got the people that had the youngsters. They had to get them up, feed them, dress them, and get in there and come running in the door about 12:30. But we'll take care. We will stay until there's no more veterans to talk to.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. And learn more. All the details are at TexasVeterans.com, TexasVeterans.com, or on Facebook at Facebook.com/TXVLB. Jim Bob, thank you. It's been a pleasure, my friend. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, and let's have lunch in the next couple of weeks.
We can do it.
All right. Robin, I just want to say thank you and stay tuned for our next program, which is Pete Persaud with Health and You. It's really great. You need to be there with us. Dr. Mira, Health and You with Pete Persaud and Ty Burgess. I want to say a prayer. Thank you to all of our active duty military, those overseas, our first responders. Thank you and God bless you for protecting us and keeping us safe in this great country. Wrapping it up, Robin. What a great new year we're going to be going.
That's right. Till next Saturday, I'm Robin Valletudo and Jim Blythe, Navy veteran, partner in crime here on Alliance for the Brave. God bless you and have a wonderful rest of your weekend.
And not only that, we have a very special guest next week, former Congressman Pete Sessions, going to be talking about what is going on in Washington.
So Facebook friends, be ready with all your questions and thanks for tuning in to us today.
This is Alliance for the Brave.
Through the night.